This is Stavros, and now you're listening to Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm. That is Best Frequencies Forever. Thanks for tuning in. Nick Noir, sadly, is away this evening. Actually, not even on this continent. I think he's currently in the UK, although I can't be sure. Anyhow, I'm honored to be sitting in for him this evening to play some music from the 50s and 60s. There'll be I'll be conforming to the format for the most part, maybe veering slightly more towards the psychedelic. I've got some music coming up that's a little trippy, specifically actually some Christian psych folk that I'm kind of excited to play because I never have the opportunity to play that, certainly not on air, and honestly not really for anyone other than myself under most circumstances. So anyway, you, dear listener, will have the privilege of getting to share this special moment with me, and again, I'm so excited to have the opportunity. Again, you're listening to Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm. I am your guest host, Stavros. I'm hoping in a moment to be joined by Raybot, my co-host in Potentia, but we'll see what happens. So, you know, the night is young. Things are yet to occur, really. It's only 11 o'clock. But please stick with me until the midnight hour. Got lots of great music to play. Without further ado, gonna get into some more music with Shadows on My Wall by the Poppy Family. Thanks for tuning in. Stavros, Teenage Tragedies, BFF.fm.
In the moonlight on a black night, I see shadows on my wall. I can't fall asleep, oh no, I can't sleep, for they never cease to creep. Shadows. Shadows on my wall. Shadows on my wall. Shadows on my wall. Shadows on my wall.
One of these days I'm gonna stop my listening, gonna raise my head up high. One of these days I'm gonna raise up my glistening wings and fly. But that day will have to wait for a while. Baby, I'm only society's child. When we're older, things may change. But for now, this is the way they must remain. I say I can't see you anymore, baby. I can't see you anymore, no. I don't want to see you anymore, baby.
Summer, it was growing old, the apples turning brown, falling in the orchard where the boughs were breaking down. My Aunt Edna, she lived all alone in the house built by my uncle, made of glass and made of stone. The black and gold spider was clinging wall, and her cats climbed through the windows, wanting anything at all. The grass, it needed cutting, and the weeds, they grew so high. The silver leaf cottonwood shot out the sky. And she talked about her lover, she talked about her sons, and she said just like the sun. She knew her life was done. Her man died beside her one night in his sleep. She told me she had one more wish that she soon would keep. She filled my head with wrinkled hands and old photographs. She filled my head with memories, pale patterns of the past. And she talked about her lover, she talked about her sons, and she said just like the summer days, she knew her life was done. The black and gold spider still clings to the wall, and her cats climb through the windows, finding nothing there at all. The grass, it needs cutting, and the weeds, they grow so high. The silver leaf cottonwood shuts out the sky.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm. I am standing in this evening for Nick Noir, who is away, not even on the continent that we're currently broadcasting from, but thanks to these internets of ours, we're able to reach the entire globe in the same moment. It's kind of a special thing.
I hope you're listening. That's to Nick, wherever you are.
The voice you're hearing right now, not mine, but the other one, belongs to Raybot, who did join me in the studio. I'm very excited to see you, Raybot. Thank you for joining.
Stand in for the stand-in.
If you can stand it, and I hope that you can. So we were just talking about the calamity, the tragedy that befell the Donner family.
Yes.
At Donner Pass.
So my question to you is, if you had to eat a part of a body, which part would you eat first? And not sexually.
You know, I think probably I'd go for the rump roast. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I mean, it seems like the logical, right? Exactly. Yeah.
I was going to go for the thigh.
The thigh. Right? Well, okay. Like six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Right. I imagine, you know, like you think about eating like a chicken thigh, like think about eating a human thigh. I don't know, but is that too weird?
Does it taste like pork or chicken or
probably
something?
Probably. I don't know.
I mean, I've heard it described before, not by, not in IRL, by a cannibal that I was having a conversation with, but you know, in radio, television, film, etc. Right. And I think they said pork, actually.
I'm not sure what I would think. So I've actually done anatomy cadaver work, and it doesn't really look like pork.
But did you taste it?
I did not.
Disqualified from having an opinion
DQ'd.
About this. Tell us about your anatomy work, Raybot. As a robot, this must have been a strange experience for you.
It was a strange experience.
Interacting with a human body. On that level.
Have you ever sawed into a man's skull before?
Like autopsy style?
Mm.
No. I mean, not that I can disclose on the air.
It's really strange.
I bet.
I will go with that. I was the only person I got volunteered for it.
I see.
So.
What was the expression on the face as you were sawing into the skull?
Dead.
The expression was, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Is that
the weird thing is, they don't reveal the face. You're not allowed to look at the face until the very end. It's this really sort of bizarre thing.
That's the big reveal. Ta-da!
He's got a face! So you're dissecting this person like for a whole year, right? Mm-hmm. And at the end...
Wait, the same person for a whole year?
Yeah. Formaldehyde. I'm telling
you.
It's
a powerful miracle of modern science.
Do not drink it.
Do not dip cigarettes or other illicit drugs into it.
Don't do it.
Unless you want to have a terrible experience.
So at the end, they reveal you get the face, right? It's very...
Was it a celebrity? Because I feel like that could be a reality TV show.
That would be so great. You're dissecting... Like, I think there would be a lot of tears at the end, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, man.
Burt Reynolds was my favorite. I think he's still alive. I love you, Burt.
Well, no, they'd have to kill somebody, I think, in order to make it happen.
So it's like Donner Pass, sort of, and anatomy class all in one.
I think this is probably the most compelling television that I could imagine. Honey Boo Boo, eat your heart out.
We got a better idea.
Exactly. Networks, if you're listening, we've got $1 million idea.
415-333-3333.
Same number as last time.
That's copyrighted. You can't take our idea.
No, yeah. I mean, we just invoked the copyright gods who descended and handed us a sheet of paper made of ether.
Like the ghost of Burt Reynolds.
We invoked the ghost of Burt Reynolds. He was witness, you know. He was kind of like a notary, right? Yeah.
Gotta have one.
He witnessed the contract, so it's definitely official with a mustache like that. Okay, so autopsies, Donner Pass. Is there anything that we failed to cover?
Not anything as morbid as that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave it then on that note, and we're going to quickly read the track list from this last set, which began with Shadows on My Wall by the Poppy Family, and then Love, Love, Love by the Feminine Complex, and then Society's Child by Janis Ian, My Aunt Edna by Bonnie Kolovic, and then Creakin' by Kali Ryan, which is one of my fave songs of all times.
Is it about creepin' or creakin'?
Like creakin', not like a TLC kind of like so like I creep. Well, yeah, it's like it's open to interpretation, right? Creakin'. I don't actually know the rest of the lyrics. But it has this very kind of beautiful ethereal quality, and I just say I like the psychedelic aspects. Anyway, so we're going to be playing more psychedelic sounds than you might typically hear on Teenage Tragedies this evening. We have the reins, have the power.
Nick, you're out of town.
It belongs to us, Nick. Stop us if you can. Don't think that you can unless you're some sort of computer genius. Create some kind of virus.
Hack the Gibson. Won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
And with that, we're going to start playing some music by Susan Christie. And the next two songs will be Susan Christie songs, beginning with Paint a Lady. Once again, you're listening to Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm. I'm your guest host, Stavros, with Raybot joining me in the studio, standing for the stand-in.
Standing for the stand-in.
If you can stand it. Thanks again for tuning in.
And then it's gone. Tick tock, in the end, it's faced alone. Paint a lady dressed up in the finest sequin gown. Color her your favorite shade of yellow, pink, and brown. Paint a lady, give her strands of tinsel all her own. Thank you.
Here's a picture taken 6 months past. Can't tell much from a photograph. He was just a frightened soldier. Maybe 18, not much older. He was fighting to save the world. There I stood, just a peaceful girl. The U.S. Army had won his mind. Oh, but I won what was left behind. Kept the score. He forgot all that real guns kill, and people die trying to win a hill. Now all that's left is the photograph of a life taken 4 months past.
When you're doing it now, We've got to trust each other blindly. Only then will we have eyes to see. What we make of life, it never comes easy. Our hearts are tempered by adversity. Just as the baby cries out for its mother, so we all have to cry out for each other. And like the willow bending with the breeze, so we're bending with each other's needs. It's so easy when you know what you're doing. It's so easy when you know how. It's so easy when you know what you're doing. It's so easy when you're doing it now. It's so easy when you know what you're doing. Yes, it's so easy when you know how. It's so easy when you know what you're doing. It's so easy when you're doing it now.
Hey, this is Stavros, and you are listening to Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm. I have to remind myself what the name of the show is, right? It can be confusing
What's
sometimes.
Happening? Where am I?
Wait a minute. Cheeseburger. Not going to have a seizure, but I am going to tell you about the songs in the last set list that we just played. We started things off with Paint a Lady by Susan Christie, followed by For the Love of a Soldier, also by Susan Christie. She's so fantastic. I'd love to play the whole album, but, want to keep it interesting for you, mix it up a little bit. So after that, we had It's So Easy When You Know What You're Doing by Ted Lucas, which Raybot seemed to take a shine to.
Favorite.
It really, it really is a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, what you hoped Iron and Wine could have been or something, but never
Just
really
never.
Was.
I think that's giving I'm sorry if anybody's
no,
if
please,
anybody's actually
be
listening.
Totally candid.
I think based on what I've heard, I've only heard the one song by Mr. Lucas, but that's, I'm not sure what Iron and Wine would have had to have done to get there, but that's, I feel true. Like it's sort of like a leap across something.
Across
Frogger.
An
it's
endless
like Frogger.
Void.
Yeah.
An endless void that they couldn't have possibly crossed. No, it's true. I don't think that the potential was there. I think that Mr. Lucas was operating on a different level. I'm going to go ahead and say that. Sorry, Iron and Wine, if you're out there listening. Are you one person or two people? I don't know. Maybe
text
you're some
us
sort
if
of
you
collective.
Are Mr. Iron and Mr. Wine.
Right. You know, tweet at BFF.FM.
That's right.
You know, and
415-333.
Send me hate mail to Stavros at Stavros Street.
You should send it to actually Nick.
Yeah, send it to Nick
send
Noir.
Send it to Nick Noir. I think that's more appropriate.
That's true. He's not here, but yeah. He should bear the responsibility.
That's right. He should.
Right. Because he asked me to do this.
Yeah.
Right.
He let
so
us on the
on
air.
Him.
Yeah.
That's true. He opened the door. He opened Pandora's box. Right. And what comes out, you know?
It's just shit talk about all these bands, you know, that could have been something.
Who else is on the list?
Who else is on the list?
Moving right along. No, I do really, really love the Ted Lucas stuff a lot. And that's not the only fantastic song that he's written. He's got a lot of great songs. So please, anyone who's listening, check out Ted Lucas. He was kind of part of, I think he may have been on the same label with some of the John Fahey stuff. He did a lot of kind of acoustic raga things along the lines of Robbie Bashar, or Basho rather, and others who were making, you know, kind of, you know, psychedelic guitar music. But he also wrote these incredibly beautiful and earnest and touching songs, and just has this voice that seems to, you know, penetrate whatever kind of defenses you've built around yourself, right? Just bring them down, cross the moat, drop the drawbridge, you know?
So it's very like sort of like nature oriented, right?
You know? Oh, you feel like it feels like it's just come out of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Organic.
And this may be because Nick Noir's or has passed through there recently. It made me think of Iceland.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. That's not a connection that I made in my imagination as I listened to that song.
Well, what do you think?
What's
happening during the song for you? If you had to like make an animated version
sure.
of the song.
Oh, wow. Well, that's tough because I feel like it's dealing with very abstract kind of ideas that are hard to visualize because it's all about relationships, you know, and emotions, right? Which you can visualize in a symbolic way, but it's hard for me to make it concrete. If I had to do a sort of music video kind of thing, or if I had to place it for a live performance, I'm thinking like Henry Miller Library, some kind of NorCal
right.
sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
I like it too.
Let's call the man.
Mr. Lucas, if you're out there listening, you know,
we'll book you.
We'll book you. Please come in for an interview.
Yeah, we can't guarantee that you'll actually get a, you know, get the show because we have no idea what the schedule is like.
That's true. I can't speak for Nick Noir, but I will gladly change the format.
Or Henry Miller.
Of my own radio show. Right, or Henry Miller. I'll make it happen. I'll do what's necessary.
All right.
I would go to great lengths to see that in reality.
IRL. I mean, it'd be great.
It would be great. It would be great. And what would also be great is if we played some more groovy music for you.
Hey.
We're going to continue, with this psychedelic kind of theme, actually getting into some Christian psychedelic music, which is so fun and bizarrely fantastic. So please stay tuned to Teenage Tragedies on BFF.FM with your guest host, Stavros, and standing for the stand-in.
Ray Raybot. That's right. Man, do it.
Hope you're having a fantastic evening. We're going to be on air until the midnight hour, so please stay tuned.
Thank you. pobrecito no te había hecho nada. No comprendo cómo has tenido valor para hacer cosas semejantes. A cualquier hora me caso contigo de haberlo sabido antes. ¿Cómo puedes pretender a la sociedad protectora de animales y al mismo tiempo albergar en el corazón instintos tan criminales? ¿Qué desilusión? Me has roto el corazón. Pajarería inglesa comía con nosotros en la mesa. Me seguía por la casa y me acompañaba cuando guisaba en la cocina. Te despertaba a las 8:00 para ir a la oficina. Dormía enroscadito entre los. Me has
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.